This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Ryan Klesko joins us right now here on 97.3 The Fan. He's now part of the Perfect Game team, which you see the All-Star Game coming to Petco Park many, many times. Ryan, it's great to have you back on here in San Diego. How have you been, man? You're on with Ben and Woods.
Doing good. Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well, man. Doing well. I know Ben said, when we went to break, I said, so you used to cover him a lot back in the day. I said, how was your rapport? Do you remember?
Pretty good, yeah.
Young, fresh-faced Ben Higgins.
Yeah, old guy now, but.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a good time. I'm playing. It feels like I get along with everybody. I don't have very many people in the game that I had negative,
easy to cover.
Experiences with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy to cover. Media was great. You know, we, for the most part, you know, obviously you have your tough days when you're not doing so good. And sometimes you got, you know, these guys all around you don't want to talk, but that's just part of the game. You learn to deal with it. And, going back home, obviously getting traded was disappointing. I remember the phone calls, like, I just built my gym. I'm living on the farm. And the next thing you know, I get called like the day before Christmas, like, you've been traded. And he goes, I got bad news. And comes from the general manager, John Schuerholz. And, you know, I got bad news, good news and bad news. I'm like, oh, God. You know, and he's never called me, so I know something was going on. So he goes, the bad news is you got traded. And then I'm like, well, what's the good news? What, I mean, he goes, well, you're going back home. You're going to Southern California. And I knew it was either the Dodgers or the Padres or, you know, the Angels or whatever. So, and it was San Diego. So I was excited about that and always dreamed of coming back and playing in Southern California. So that was great.
I assume you remember that May 2001, Ryan had 40 RBI in
month.
1 month, 11 homers, 40 RBI. I mean, I can't imagine. Did you ever feel as locked in as you did that month of your career?
Probably not. You know, there's things where you go for, you hot for like a week or two or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but no, nothing like that. I was, you know, I spent a lot of time revamping my swing. I felt I was always a good player, but I thought I got overlooked a couple times in an All-Star game. And I started looking at my numbers, started comparing my swings, and I decided I always want to get better, but I wanted to lower my strikeouts, and I wanted to make the All-Star team, and I wanted to be better. So I spent two off seasons with Jimmy LaFever, which worked with Sammy Sosa, Richie Sexton, Rick Wilkins, which he's taking guys that were hitting 220, 230, 240 and turned them into All-Stars. So we were flying to Arizona and working with him. He was a former Cubs manager, but he's the hitting guru, right? He's the man. So I really spent a lot of time with him the year before I got traded to San Diego, and then that whole offseason. And I felt, and when I went into spring training, I think my first or second spring training going into San Diego, I think you might want to look at the numbers. It could be off a little bit, but I think my spring training numbers were like 540 with like between 9 and 11 home runs. And I was absolutely locked in. And that's when I knew, I'm like, this transformation and this time I spent to revamp my swing is really going to work. And I'm actually going to be way better hitter than I was before. And I made the All-Star team, I think that maybe that year, had good numbers the year before. I just felt good at the plate. I cut my strikeouts down in half. My on base percentage went up, and I obviously love playing with, I don't know if you guys know this, but most of our team were Southern California guys that I knew or played against in the area code games. I mean, Trevor was a little bit older. You got Mark Kotze. You got Lolo. Mark Loretta. I mean, dude, we had a Southern California team playing in Southern California, which may not never happen again with that many guys. Giles came in and
Khalil looked like he was from Southern California, he was actually from Georgia
The vibes must have been
South Carolina
or something. Yeah, he looked like, tell me he didn't look like a jacked up Spicoli.
He does.
Totally.
He did.
Boy, dude, where's my car?
He could pick it, man. Oh, my Lord. Talking to Ryan Kleska.
Do you ever see or hear from him? I mean, the guy, obviously, you know, he had some of the social anxiety issues that was tough to deal with the media and everything, but everyone loves him in San Diego. He just kind of disappeared after his career.
Yeah, so he never was a people guy. You had to force the word out of him. But he loves. So yes, he's writing music. His wife. They were at my wedding. They came to the island. We got married in the Bahamas. He came to the island and I talked to him once in a while. But he's always loves writing music. He's a music guy. But he literally was at we were at the island for like a week, and I seen him like literally one time outside. He was indoors writing songs.
I love it.
Like, he loved the game of baseball, but he didn't love all the other stuff with dealing with media and dealing with people that much. That's the way he was, real soft-spoken, real quiet guy, but a great dude and probably, honestly, one of the best shortstops I've ever seen play.
That's so cool. That's more info, I think, than anybody's had about Khalil Greene in years, man. That's really fascinating. Thank you for sharing that. Joined by Ryan Kleska here on Ben and Woods this morning. And so now you're working for Perfect Game, and now you're going to be helping them out. And so what is your role, and what are you seeing, like, in youth baseball? I got a 6-year-old, 3-year-old, both pretty on fire for the game. And I'm kind of getting, you know, going to get through machine pitch, then coach pitch, right, and then kid pitch and all that. And then we're going to be off and running, and just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on it and the benefits and what you're seeing.
So I'm a special assistant to the ownership group. I don't work for them. I advise on some of the stuff. And how that happened is my son Hunter, he's a freshman in high school now. He's 15. He's been playing for Perfect Game tournaments for a long time. You know, the ownership group came in and purchased Perfect Game a few years ago from the Ford family. And Rick Thurman, Rob Ponger. But Rick was he's a former sports agent for Trevor Hoffman and Barry Bonds and those guys. So he had retired from the sports agency business, bought Perfect Game, and they've done a tremendous job. So we met, and they asked, and they came up to me, and they go, hey, you've been in this. They call me boots on the ground because I'm in all the tournaments, right? And so I have a lot of reliable information that goes back to them because they're the owners, but they don't have kids playing. Not right now, and a lot of the tournaments. So I basically just give them advice on what I see on the fields, what the kids are doing, and they ask me, hey, what do you see going on, Ben, and we purchase them, what can we do to be better? And so I said, well, you know, we want to, you know, I would love to see more interaction with getting the players better, instruction, camps, offer maybe, you know, and they were starting to do some scholarship stuff for the kids. And because, listen, there's a lot of kids. It's very expensive to play any sport, lacrosse, basketball, the tournament fees, everything, you know, it gets expensive. But that was designed to, you know, you got fields, you got umpires, you got all this stuff. So they've interacted and done a really good job with interacting the community and doing some scholarship stuff, helping kids that can't afford to play. So since then, I've started the Atlanta Braves scout teams, and we have teams 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and we're fully funded. We raised the money through a charity to help the kids that can't afford to play.
It's awesome.
And get scouted. So we're playing in front of a bunch of colleges this year. So I'm spending, you know, 30 hours a week just on the kids. I don't make a dime off of it. I've never charged a kid a dime for a lesson. I work with all kids. And just not with kids, with my team. But again, stuff that goes on, I just report back to the guys, and they're listening. They're making Perfect Game and the way the kids can, you know, get seen, whether it be college or pro. You know, I'd say up in their 90-95 percentile, you know, most of the guys that are getting drafted are coming through and playing Perfect Game tournaments because it's a way of getting exposed to all the scouts and all the colleges. And so that's part of a deal. And so we're working together on just making Perfect Game a better experience and to get as many kids as we can seen by colleges and pros. We all know that not all the kids playing in there are going to be pros or even go to college. But if I can help one kid that maybe hasn't been seen, because we're in South Georgia now, you know, I picked up a kid last year. I'll give you an example. He's never really played above Little League. He was a good kid, but never really had instruction. He never really had mechanics, right? So we took him, we worked with his mechanics to help him be obviously safer and become a better athlete. And after year one, he's already had several colleges call him and call back. You can't directly deal with them. They have to go through the school. But he's throwing 92 miles an hour as a 15-year-old. He's going to have several colleges after him. And I don't think if we would have been there to help, he probably would have never been seen. So that's kind of what Perfect Game's about, is getting some of these kids better and getting them exposed to maybe have them getting looked at. And that's originally how it was started with the Ford family.
Talking to former Padre Ryan Klesko, and that's exciting. Your son, you said 15-year-old Hunter, kind of following in dad's footsteps. You have a lot of former teammates and guys you played against whose kids are now emerging into the major leagues. Tyler Nevin's in the big leagues, and Wyatt Hoffman's in the Padres minor leagues. You played against Matt Holliday, of course. His son just debuted in the big leagues yesterday. Have you gotten any advice? Is there any like parenting advice for the parents of a potential future minor leaguer, big leaguer that you think is valuable?
100%. I think the main thing is I can give you an example. I'm not a very good golfer. I can go to the driving range every day and hit the ball. I'm not going to get any better until someone fixes my swing, fixes my mechanics. And that's the same thing with baseball. I went to pitching and hitting lessons behind Angel Stadium since I've been 8 years old, because if you're going to work at it, you've got to have the right mechanics. And that's what the scouts and the college is looking for. So if a kid's got a bad throwing motion, or he's going to, he can hurt his arm, and if he's stepping in the bucket, or he's overstriding, or his hands are too low or too high, and when the pitch is coming, those are all the things that I'm looking to fix to give that kid the potential to maybe play in college somewhere. So my main thing is an instruction, is to get the kid to get the highest potential I can with fixing the mechanics of the swing or off the mound. And that's the main thing, is getting the right instruction. So get with the right coach. If you feel that as a parent, and this is what you get a lot of, you get a lot of kids jumping around on teams, and they want to play for the best team and the highest ranked team in the country, or blah blah blah. Don't worry about all that. Find a coach, a team that works with your kid that really fits, and that kid enjoys playing on that team, and you feel like the coach is getting your son better. And at the end of the season, I'll raise your hand if you felt like you've gotten better this year and not got worse. And if they raise their hands, that makes me feel like I did my job as a coach.
Ryan, it is great to catch up with you, man. I'm glad you had a few minutes to spend with us. I know our audience seems to really be enjoying hearing from you. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to do this again. But best luck to you, your son, and your relationship with Perfect Game going forward as well. Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
How about that? Ryan Klesko. I've not talked to Ryan in a long time. Good to hear from him.